top verses of the Bible. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting and training in righteousness. Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. The thief comes only to steal, kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life, and have it abundantly. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. No one can see the kingdom of God without being born again. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name given under heaven by which we must be saved. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness and self-control. Against such things there is no law. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. He saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing and perfect will. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation, the old has gone, the new has come. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. If you love me, keep my commands. For the word of God is alive and active. Sharper than any double-edged sword, it penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow, it judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them but to fulfill them. God is spirit, and his worshippers must worship in spirit and in truth. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. Therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. Look, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. On this rock I will build my church, and the gates of death will not overcome it. I have been crucified with Christ and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. Consequently, faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, he will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. Keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood. The devil was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. There is no one righteous, not even one, and I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things, and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Very truly I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me, has eternal life and will not be condemned but has crossed over from death to life. And afterward, I will pour out my Spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy, your old men will dream dreams, your young men will see visions. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. What does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Do not have sexual relations with a man as one does with a woman, that is detestable. Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household. I am the resurrection, and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live, even though they die. Before Abraham was born, I am. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me you can do nothing. Start a child off in the way he should go, and when they are older, they will not depart from it. Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say, 'You must not eat from any tree in the garden'? If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with them, and they with me. I and the Father are one. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only those who do the will of my Father who is in heaven. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. Ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from, or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. Wrongdoers will not inherit the kingdom of God. Do not be deceived, neither the sexually immoral nor idolaters nor adulterers nor male prostitutes nor practicing homosexuals, nor thieves nor the greedy nor drunkards nor slanderers nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Just as people are destined to die once, and after that to face judgment. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites, I am has sent me to you. For since the creation of the world God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Keep your lives free from the love of money, and be content with what you have, because God has said, Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on them. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, as we have forgiven those who have sinned against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if people claim to have faith but have no deeds? Can such faith save them? But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles, they will run and not grow weary, they will walk and not be faint. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. God blessed them and said to them, Be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea, and the birds in the sky, and over every living creature that moves on the ground. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. God made him who had no sin, to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. In this world you will have trouble. But take heart. I have overcome the world. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshippers will worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, Christ Jesus, himself human. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them, and I will raise them up at the last day. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his Son purifies us from all sin. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. Enter through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. Do not merely listen to the word, and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. For this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh. My sheep know my voice, I know them, and they follow me. A stranger they will not follow. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him, and for him. For everyone who asks receives, those who seek find, and to those who knock, the door will be opened. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything, except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. Submit yourselves, then, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. No prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation of things. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Do not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encourage one another. All whom the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. The Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? Do not love the world or anything in the world. If you love the world, the love of God is not in you. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness and patience. Be alert and sober-minded. Your enemy the devil prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. The sun is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. How you have fallen from heaven, morning star, son of the dawn! You have been cast down to the earth, you who once laid low the nations. Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the Scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. In the same way, Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. For those who are led by the Spirit of God, are the children of God. If God is for us, who can be against us? In Him was life, and that life was the light of man. Continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Jesus replied, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. When He comes, He will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. He who began a good work in you is faithful to complete it. Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. Do not be deceived, God cannot be mocked. People reap what they sow. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. For He chose us in Him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in His sight. Feed my lambs. Do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? Do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. And God placed all things under His feet, and appointed Him to be head over everything for the church. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before Him He endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. For He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness, and brought us into the kingdom of the Son He loves. The time has come, He said. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. Teach them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. All who have faith in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I'm going to the Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name the Father will give you. You shall have no other gods before me. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you, for this sums up the law and the prophets. No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Be careful not to do your acts of righteousness in front of others, to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. For where two or three come together in my name, there am I with them. God opposes the proud but shows favor to the humble and oppressed. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons, they will speak in new tongues, they will pick up snakes with their hands, and when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on sick people, and they will get well. I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True. With justice he judges and makes war. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to us all. And God is faithful, he will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world rather than on Christ. It is written, "People do not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." This is the verdict: light has come into the world, but men loved darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. But watch yourselves, or you also may be tempted. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Be holy, without holiness no one will see the Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under the heavens. In the last days, God says, "I will pour out my Spirit on all people." Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, your old men will dream dreams. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. Don't you know that friendship with the world means enmity against God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven, with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved it is the power of God. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. If I speak in human or angelic tongues, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. The Spirit clearly says that in later times some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. And he took bread, gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given for you, do this in remembrance of me." And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. Just as a body has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. We must obey God rather than man. I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you too will all perish. Then he will say to those on his left, "Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels." All of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. That all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us so that the world may believe that you have sent me. Blessed are those who persevere under trial, because when they have stood the test, They will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love Him. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love and of self-discipline. All the believers were one in heart and mind. No one claimed that any of their possessions was their own, but they shared everything they had. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters and all liars, they will be consigned to the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. But there were also false prophets among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you. They will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the sovereign Lord who bought them, bringing swift destruction on themselves. Those who doubt should not think they will receive anything from the Lord. Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even life itself, such a person cannot be my disciple. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked or stand in the way of sinners or sit in the seat of mockers. Do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Not many of you should presume to be teachers, my brothers and sisters, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly. God is light, in him there is no darkness at all. Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. My people are destroyed from lack of knowledge. We all, like sheep, have gone astray, each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others, as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility value others above yourselves. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. The Spirit gives life, the flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and they are life. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it. The king will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. Anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber." This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for one another. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. The water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. My grace is sufficient for you, my power is made perfect in weakness. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow, though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. So when you, a mere human, pass judgment on them and yet do the same things, do you think you will escape God's judgment? The great dragon was hurled down, that ancient serpent called the devil, or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was hurled to the earth, and his angels with him. I saw thrones on which were seated those who had been given authority to judge. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of their testimony about Jesus and because of the word of God. They had not worshipped the beast or his image and had not received his mark on their foreheads or their hands. They came to life and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Wives, in the same way submit yourselves to your own husbands so that, if any of them do not believe the word, they may be won over without words by the behavior of their wives. There is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death. The Lord saw how great the wickedness of the human race had become on the earth, and that every inclination of the thoughts of the human heart was only evil all the time. Everyone who sins breaks the law, in fact, sin is lawlessness. Whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it. We proclaim him, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone fully mature in Christ. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. Anyone who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ must not show favoritism. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than with two hands to go into hell, where the fire never goes out. How can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And now what are you waiting for? Get up, be baptized and wash your sins away, calling on his name. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven men, but the blasphemy against the Spirit will never be forgiven. To live is Christ and to die is gain. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers, so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, so that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me no God was formed, nor will there be one after me. Speak the truth in love. Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all peoples on earth will mourn because of him. So shall be. Amen. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires and greed, which is idolatry. The righteous will live by faith. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. So do not fear, for I am with you, do not be dismayed, for I'm your God. I will strengthen you and help you, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Take delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. And the devil, who deceived them, was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet had been thrown. They will be tormented day and night forever and ever. I baptize you with water for repentance. But after me comes one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. About that day or hour no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. You have heard that it was said, eye for eye, and tooth for tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. Come near to God and he will come near to you. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. So then, let us not be like others, who are asleep, but let us be awake and sober. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the waters below. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. But you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat of it you will certainly die. The Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Put on the full armor of God, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple, and that God's Spirit dwells in your midst? Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. The Son of God came to destroy the work of the devil. Speaking to one another with psalms, hymns and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord. Everything is possible for one who believes. You shall not steal. Know that a person is not justified by observing the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. So we too, have put our faith in Christ Jesus that we may be justified by faith in Christ and not by observing the law. Because by observing the law no one will be justified. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me, my only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. I have come to bring fire on the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. I know that my Redeemer lives, and that in the end he will stand on the earth. Be still, and know that I am God, I will be exalted among the nations, I will be exalted in the earth. Preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season, correct, rebuke and encourage, with great patience and careful instruction. I want to know Christ, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death. If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. The Sabbath was made for people, not people for the Sabbath. And I will pour out on the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and supplication. They will look on me, the one they have pierced, and they will mourn for him as one mourns for an only child, and grieve bitterly for him as one grieves for a firstborn son. There is no fear in love. But perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. Why do you call me, Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? Without the shedding of blood there is no forgiveness. And I, when I'm lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. Then God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. You have persevered and have endured hardships for my name, and have not grown weary. The Lord does not look at the things human beings look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. Surely the sovereign Lord does nothing without revealing his plan to his servants the prophets. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. I am the Alpha and the Omega, who is, and who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. He who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. I am the gate, whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out, and find pasture. But about that day or hour no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am God Almighty, walk before me faithfully and be blameless. In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. I am a rose of Sharon, a lily of the valleys. Look, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to everyone according to what they have done. Then the king will say to those on his right, Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. Watch out. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions. To obey is better than sacrifice. Immediately after the distress of those days the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, the stars will fall from the sky, and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. Will a mere mortal rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, how are we robbing you? In tithes and offerings. Now is the time for judgment on this world, now the prince of this world will be driven out. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. If we deliberately keep on sinning after we have received the knowledge of the truth, no sacrifice for sins is left but only a fearful expectation of judgment and of raging fire that will consume the enemies of God. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. Seek the Lord while he may be found, call on him while he is near. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself, it must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. Moreover, the Father judges no one, but has entrusted all judgment to the Son. All whose names were not found written in the book of life were thrown into the lake of fire. So is my word that goes out from my mouth, it will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. What good will it be for you to gain the whole world, yet forfeit your soul? Or what can you give in exchange for your soul? We love because he first loved us. As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned, and revealed them to little children. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For false messiahs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. In all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. The sinful mind is hostile to God, it does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. Pray continually. But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, live self-controlled, upright and godly lives in this present age. I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? When Jesus had called the 12 together, he gave them power and authority to drive out all demons and to cure diseases. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." But I tell you that anyone who is angry with a brother or sister will be subject to judgment. And anyone who says, "You fool," will be in danger of the fire of hell. You shall not commit adultery. In your anger do not sin, do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. For no word from God will ever fail. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Where there is no revelation, people cast off restraint, but blessed are those who heed wisdom's instruction. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever. Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill made low. The crooked roads shall become straight, their rough ways smooth. Do not take revenge, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, "It is mine to avenge, I will repay." Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy, nothing will harm you. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. If two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. He was despised and rejected by others, a man of suffering, and familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hide their faces, he was despised, and we held him in low esteem. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you, I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. For then there will be great distress, unequaled from the beginning of the world until now, and never to be equaled again. The creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. I know that after I leave, savage wolves will come in among you and will not spare the flock. I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves. For if you forgive others when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Whoever acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before men, I will disown him before my Father in heaven. Keep this book of the law always on your lips, meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful.